Protests were planned in over 40 cities nationwide this weekend against Trader Joe's for failing to sign on to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers' Fair Food Program. The program was developed by tomato harvesters in collaboration with growers and the food industry to improve labor standards for farm workers in Immokalee who often work long hours under the Florida sun for dismal wages. The Fair Food Agreement signed yesterday commits Trader Joe's to paying one penny more per pound for tomatoes and to only buying tomatoes from growers who comply with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers' Code of Conduct. Cruz Salucio is a tomato picker from Immokalee.
We
feel very happy. We've been struggling with this corporation for quite a while.
I think
it's an important step forward in the campaign for fair food, because each corporation that signs on only strengthens the code of conduct to protect workers' rights in the fields, but also increases the bonus that they're paid through the penny per pound program, and that's good. And so we're very happy, but it's important to highlight that this triumph doesn't just belong to the coalition. Indeed, it belongs to all the people across the country who for the past few years have been struggling alongside us. That means students, people of faith, and others that have compelled Trader Joe's to come to the table and do the right thing. But the struggle is far from over. We have to get the remainder of the supermarket industry to likewise support what Trader Joe's has just signed on to.
Helados, helados. Coalición.
Presente.
Coalición.
Presente.
Early this morning, a dozen tomato pickers embarked on a pilgrimage by bicycle from the tomato fields of Immokalee to Naples. Originally planned as a protest to confront Trader Joe's at the company's first Florida grand opening, the group canceled the protest and instead bicycled to the public supermarket across the street.
On behalf of myself and the other farm workers which are here with me today, we just rode our bikes here from Immokalee, about give or take 30 miles or so, and we're here to invite Publix to join in the Fair Food program.
That's Cruz Salucio, addressing Scott Kiesel, the manager of the local public supermarket in Naples.
Well, I'll certainly pass on your message to my corporate office.
All right.
Thank you.
With the agreement with Trader Joe's behind them, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers intends to turn their attention back to public supermarkets. Next month, several tomato pickers from Immokalee intend to hold a week-long fast at the Publix corporate headquarters in Lakeland. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin in Naples.